As the state prepares to take a larger role in the Alaska LNG gas line project, its leadership team is once again in flux. As APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, the changes are bringing new attention to the salaries involved, including one negotiator who has been paid about $120,000 per month since June.
Rigdon Boykin is a South Carolina-based attorney who's been serving as the state's lead negotiator on the Alaska LNG project. In that role, he's overseen discussions with the state's three main partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, and coordinated among the alphabet soup of state agencies involved in the gas line. And for that work, he's been very well paid. Boykin isn't a state employee. As a consultant with the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation, or AGDC, his contract calls for a salary of $120,000 a month from June through October and $100,000 for the month of November. The contract is capped at $850,000. In an interview last month, Governor Bill Walker said that's the price the state has to pay for expertise.
You know, we're negotiating a contract that Alaska will be bound to for probably 25, 30 years, and there'll be billions of dollars moved back and forth across the table, and I need to make sure that we have the best team at the table on Alaska's behalf. We have to bring our A-team.
But now it seems Walker is reshuffling his A-team. After the Alaska Dispatch News reported last week that Boykin had traveled back to South Carolina, Walker released a statement saying he would recommend AGDC use Boykin in a different capacity going forward. It's not clear who, if anyone, will take his place. Miles Baker is AGDC's vice president for external affairs.
Our understanding is the administration wants to move back from sort of a lead negotiator approach to having the Attorney General's Office, Department of Law, Department of Revenue, and Department of Natural Resources collectively working on those agreements.
As for Boykin's pay, Baker says the contract isn't the norm for the state-owned corporation.
I would say this is at the very high end of the pay scale.
AGDC's president, Dan Fauske, is slated to make $366,000 plus benefits this year. For comparison, the governor makes $145,000 a year. Boykin's contract was negotiated by the governor's office. Spokesperson Katie Marquette said in an email that the rate is comparable to what past consultants on the gas line have made. Reached by phone, Boykin said he'd rather not comment. Meanwhile, the state has ended ties with another highly paid contractor, Texas oil and gas consultant Audie Setters. Setters was tasked with advising the state on the natural gas market and reaching out to potential buyers. The Department of Natural Resources estimates Setters' compensation at about $587,000 for 14 months of work. A department spokesperson said via email that the state has decided it needs a permanent employee in the role. The legislature approved funding for that position during the recent special session. The estimated salary? About $1.1 million a year, plus more than $300,000 in benefits. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.